Odigizuwa. That dude should return his muscles.
I lost. I'm out.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm giving Odigizuwa.
We haven't talked about
over
him.
Under. I'm taking the over. 10 and a half sacks. 10 and a half.
Wow.
Because I think he had 9 last year, didn't he?
Yeah, but yeah. He needs help. Just like
Bosa.
Bosa needs it too, but man, that's a lot, Stoney. Let me see what he's for him.
I may have just said something that Goo usually says. I may have gone out on a limb.
I'll bet you he doesn't get 11 and a half sacks.
I was trying to get
in 10 and a half.
I'll bet you 10 and a half.
How many did you have last year?
I don't care.
Really?
I want to say he had 9 last year, Stoney.
Yeah, I thought it was up there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's going to take me a while to spell his name.
Well,
no, let's lock that up now.
Yeah, we're in the 4th largest market.
All right, Odigizuwa with...
It's got to be 9. Drew Brees.
Oh, boy.
More than that?
No, this can't be right.
Oh.
Are you looking at what I'm looking at?
My guess would be 5.
Yeah, I wish. This can't be right.
No,
he's never had more than 3.
Never had more than 4.5. I take it, like I said.
Wow, dude, he was on my
Let me tell you something.
Man.
Don't let him have a breakout year.
Well, he's got some action
he's
to eat
pretty
some
good,
snaps.
Though. He's going to be a better version of the guy they got from the Eagles who stunk.
Oh, man, that was just bad. I'll say this to that. We haven't heard him injured, though. You got to say that about OC. We haven't heard him nursing anything, not yet.
Just jinxed him.
Not yet.
Yeah. You wanted to give a shout out.
Oh yeah, it's for you mostly, but I can't. Okay, here it is.
I'm excited.
Hey, Goo, can you give a special shout out to my daughter Michaela and the James Logan JV and varsity girls flag football team whose season kicks off today? Go Colts!
Let's go, Logan!
All right.
So that's why she wanted me, Michaela. Remember, I told you I met them at Chaplin's in the Yoon. So shout out to the JV and varsity girls flag football. Man, I wonder what time that – well, I'm going to Valkyries tonight. But I'm going to a game. Yeah. Let's go, Colts.
Yep. Good luck. Yep. Good luck to
What was your high school nickname?
Blue Jays.
What was the Franklin – what was your high school? The name.
Blue Jays.
But the name of the Blue Jays, like James Logan, Colts, what was your...
The holy name, Blue Jays.
All right. What about yours, Evan?
We were the Panthers. St. Mary's College High School Panthers.
I was just curious. Dude, I got a crazy trivia question for you two. This is from our guy, Jim Malay, but this... You got to be an intellect, so I don't know if you guys are ready. All right, you ready? Here we go.
Sure.
Of all the 2026 NFL logos... Only one team's logo consists of a single color. So on a transparent background, there's only one color. I know the answer. Which one is it? I just spent 4 hours on this, Evan. Oh, Evan looked like he already knows.
I think I know the answer, but I want to know what Steining
thinks. Okay,
can you give it to me again?
Okay.
I was responding sarcastically. Okay.
Of all the 2026 NFL logos, all 32 teams, only one team's logo consists of a single color. So on a transparent background, only one color. Which team is it?
Well, I'll be honest with you now. Do you mind if I now?
Oh no, but you have to do
the
that.
Teams
no,
in
you
the
for
NFL.
This you would have to do that. Evan thinks he has it. Evan, while he's looking, give us a guess because we could end this quick.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's because the logo was updated this year, because I do not remember this team having only one color. And they play in the Niners division, yes or no?
Yes!
Yeah, see, like, the Rams had yellow in their logo the last 4 years.
It's 90, he got it. But I wanted to fight Jim because, not literally, I'm looking at the Cardinals... And theirs is red.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at yellow.
Yeah.
And blue.
But the background.
I think it's
the
logo on their helmet. And apparently the Rams only have a blue. Because they updated. I saw it a couple
Evan,
weeks ago.
Evan, you got it. But you didn't look at the chat, huh?
No, but I remember some people talking about it because I thought it was really weird.
And I'm looking like, why are the Cardinals not?
They still have the yellow Ram thing. What am I missing? I just said Rams' new logo on helmet. It's still got blue and yellow.
That's only supposed to be blue.
You get it?
No.
Like if you put it on a...
I'm missing something here, dude, for sure.
Like, Steiny, if you pull up ESPN and you pull up the NFL page, it'll have a drop-down link of all the logos for each team. And if you look through all of these teams, the only one that has a single color is the Rams. Like the Cardinals have red and black, Niners have red and white,
Jim.
Seahawks gray and blue, but the Rams are only one.
NFL,
Look, they just
drop down to teams. Oh, no, logos.
Okay. You got it?
Just hover over the NFL
blue,
page.
It's all blue.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
But you're right. I swear the last few years it's been yellow or gold.
Yeah. Hashtag random. That was a great random one.
Yeah, I don't know.
My question is, why wouldn't it be the Browns?
That's what I thought. Because I think they have the one thing right here.
The stripe.
Where it's a little different color. I expected a little more out of Mole.
Well, it's not Cleveland Browns with a hint of white. It's just the Browns.
Hey, Steiny, you taking I'm being real here, and Evan, quarterback combos. I know we did this show, but I got to bring this one to the table because it is sexy to me. Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams.
Okay.
Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan.
What team do the other guys play for?
The Bears.
And you know I'm kidding.
Yeah.
The Shanahan Purdy. They're just more.
Evan, I'm taking Ben Johnson. Where Caleb Williams is at and what he's done early, I'm just asking you, E. I ain't leading the witness. Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, or Purdy and Kyle?
Caleb Williams is like a great home run hitter that strikes out a lot.
Wow.
He's going to hit 250. But it'll probably hit 35 Devers. Home runs.
I'm curious, how do you determine when you're given two choices and you just say this one because they've done more? And then how do you determine when you decide I'm going to take the guys who have accomplished less?
Because I believe this
feels like a double standard.
No, I love that. But I just, and you don't know this because, you know, we talk Niners here, but Steiny, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. They're destined to win a Super Bowl. Like that, I really feel like that's going to happen in our lifetime. Here in the next 7 years.
What about Kyle and Purdy?
I don't know what's around them. And if they have to reboot and replace the OGs, that's why I always say to you guys, my fear is, has the Niner window closed? That doesn't mean Purdy and Kyle are done, but then you got to take time to rebuild to get back in that race. I think these guys almost knocking off the Rams in the playoffs. I like his play calling. Is he Kyle? He's up there, but he ain't done as much as Kyle. But he's got a guy that can, Steiny, keep like Purdy, but just at a greater – like if I told you Caleb Williams or Brock, who you taking?
Brock Purdy.
Evan, is it even close, Brock or Caleb? I'm taking Caleb.
Yeah, I'd rather have Brock Purdy right now.
I mean, here's all I'm saying. If I'd be like – I'm taking Caleb Wilson. You'd say, Steiny, he's been to two Super Bowls you know, whatever. And you would run down his accolades and you would win the argument. You just would. Because Purdy's been there,
but
done
your word
that.
Is nuanced. And this is a young quarterback that is more physically gifted than Brock, okay, for whatever that means. But now you got a Jedi in Ben Johnson, as Purdy has in Kyle. So if Ben Johnson's the guy that I think he is with the skill set that his quarterback has with his gifts, I think danger ahead for other NFL teams. You know, and last year they gave the Rams all that and some, you know, in that playoff game.
What year is this for Ben Johnson?
This will be his second year. Steiny, I mean, he knocked it out the park. Well, just a thought.
His quarterback doesn't even complete 60% of his passes.
But like he's gonna. But Evan, they still have success.
They had 6 fourth quarter comebacks last season. That's a lot.
A lot of people picking them to fade.
How many games did they win last year?
11.
Yeah,
a lot of people saying they're gonna be what Daniels and what's my boy, the coach for the Commanders did last year. They went to the NFC Championship and just regressed.
Well, okay, here's
Quinn.
All right, so you're convinced Johnson and Kay,
they could get.
Yeah. All right, I'll bet you right now they won't win as many games as last year.
No, I ain't taking that. Yeah. My whole thing was 7 years. You know, that's 84. That's 84 months. We got a long while. But when I heard that, I'm like, it happens. But like, what if I told you the Bears are making the playoffs? I feel like they're a playoff team.
I'm dismissing you.
No.
You just said these guys are destined to win a Super Bowl. And I said, well, then they'll.
I said in the next 8 years.
Now
I
didn't eight. Say,
yeah, I said 8 years. Okay. Well, I said seven.
Okay.
Give me 12 more. You hated I didn't take it. No, Stoney,
I knew you weren't going to take it because you, once again, as the great Chris Townsend used to always say,
what?
You got over your skis. You tend to get over your skis.
Nah, I was giving Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams a compliment. I'm telling you, they're a problem. Like, let's make
they're
that
not even going to win nine games.
How about let's make it? Will they be a playoff team?
That's not what you said. You said you see them winning a Super Bowl
in the next 8 years.
Okay. Well, then they should make the. They
all right, let's make the bet. Next 8 years, they'll win one.
I'm not making a stupid bet like that.
Come on. I'm not saying this year.
Ben Johnson might be fired in 2 years.
But I didn't. You would win. But I didn't say. I didn't say they were winning the Super Bowl this year. I'm saying, will they be a playoff team to year 11? That's fair. Maybe halfway.
No. You're just.
Because you know they're going to make the offs.
You're just guessing on everything. You don't believe half of what you say.
I'm willing to make
you
a
really
bet
don't.
That they'll make the playoffs this year. Where
That's
you at?
Great. You're, but,
Where
like,
you at?
I'm not making that bet.
See?
I'm not making that bet because your original statement is just like,
eight years.
Well, I think Jim Harbaugh will win a Super Bowl with Herbert in the next 8 years. Like, okay, great. What, I don't know what that means.
All right. And then you wanted some action and you wanted to make it all that in 1 year. I said, that's a dumb bet.
The bet is, if you think they're so good, they won 11 games last year, I'll bet they don't win 11. That's all I'm saying.
That's not a fair bet.
Okay, well, then you don't really believe in them this year.
Playoff team.
Okay.
Where's the bet?
The way you were talking about this juggernaut, I would think you think they were going to elevate from last year.
Well, they could. That could be on the table.
Okay, then
right
bet
before.
It. So you don't really believe what you're saying about these guys.
I said they'll be a playoff team.
Right, after you said they were going to win the Super Bowl.
In 8 years.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, that's
me,
just...
Dude, you... It's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm I know of mankind.
Just make the bet for the playoffs, not 11.
No.
That's a whole
you
lot of
winning. You make the bet about your first instinct on this team.
Can I make the bet?
Sure.
Oh, Evan, we got one?
Yeah, you can have the Bears make the playoffs. I will take them to not.
If lock it in.
I don't do that. He does.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. We got one, E.
Sounds good.
I'm putting it on the ledger. Mate.
Go Vikings.
That division's really good, dude.
Dude,
it's
I know.
Good.
But they're good, E. I think they're good. They got some weaponry.
Yeah, but you don't think they're going to win 11 games.
No. You're really irritated because you want me to bet they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. Mm. I didn't say that. But, Stoney, they're making the playoffs. It might not be 11, but they could win 13. E, I'm with you. Talented division, but they're talented as well. That's all.
Packers, Lions, Vikings with the quarterback.
What if I told you I feel like the Lions are going the wrong way?
All you got to do is win one against the Bears, and that hurts your bet.
Well,
they also have a last-place schedule this year.
Yeah, that helps.
We'll see.
What else you want to bet?
I don't know. Say another thing outlandish that you back off of.
Cowboys win a playoff game.
No, I'll take that bet.
They won't?
Seriously, they will.
Oh, yeah. I think
remember,
they will
I've been out on them. Stoney knows.
Let's go to Mike in Marin.
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, fellas. You know, I think Guru is right. Guru is right because
I didn't know
Caleb
it was you,
Williams
Mike.
He has all the height. He's got the height.
Mike.
He's got the height that Brock Purdy doesn't have.
The
and
first thing you say, Mike, that goes nuts. I'm
speed.
Cutting you off.
Okay. And because I saw him play at USC and he's done this all the way in college. You know, Brock Purdy's a great passer. We're
sure,
not going to take
sure.
that away from him. But he's small.
Right.
He's on the shorter side.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams got the height.
Yeah.
That makes everything easy. Makes it a lot easier to see everything.
Sure.
And he got speed.
All right.
Just like Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy been injured already. You know, so he got a little less speed. And Caleb ain't been injured already. So what he lacks in talent,
he's due to get injured.
For his speed and height. Yeah, speed and height. So you keep that going. And I think Guru's right. They will win the Super Bowl this year. Guru is a genius.
I didn't say this year. The next 7 years.
Thanks, Mike. Pasta, yeah. You're fired. Does he use a different name?
No, that's the guy that
every
said he
time.
Watched. Yeah, all the L.A. athletes play. Remember in Hollywood? That's our guy, Mr. L.A.
Mike and Marin.
Dude, I'm excited.
For what?
The Valkyries tonight, Minnesota.
Yep.
That's going to be a game.
Finals preview?
Could be.
Oh, holla.
7 o'clock start. Valkyries, Minnesota Lynx. They've had trouble with them during their brief 2 year history. But the Valks are going to the playoffs for the.
And I get to see my girl on the other team, Olivia Steiny. She's a baller.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows she's getting love from everywhere.
Yeah, she's a good player.
Yeah.
She's a good player. I know what I wanted to ask you. Can you tell me about a guy?
This is up my alley.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah. That's why I'm throwing it to you. What's the deal with this guy?
I'm excited.
I see him on TV. I don't think I could recognize his voice in a million years. What's the deal with Pat McAfee? Pat McAfee.
To be honest?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you my opinion, the street's opinion, and where I think they're clashing. Steiny, I think he's talented. Okay. I like his show, but he makes $65 a year to Stephen A's $20.
Okay.
He just dropped a country album.
Okay.
A lot of people call him a left winger because he did some stuff.
You mean a right winger?
Right winger. Okay.
I know a little bit about him.
So there's that. And people, I believe the streets think there's a double standard. He was on there with the vape the other day, and they were talking about trees and whatnot on the show, on the actual show. And you had Monica McNutt go get her nails done, or she was at a salon and did a hit from the salon. And then, you know, people went crazy that she was unprofessional, and they always double back to McAfee, and it feels like the double standard that he gets in regard to the freedom that he has on his show. But, yes, Donnie, a lot of people blame him and Stephen A. for ESPN cleaning house, and, you know, Damian Woody's of the world, and Scott Auto. Anyway, they just put a lot at his doorstep, and they question his politics, if that even matters, you know, if you get my drift.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, as far as sports, I like the show.
Okay.
Have you listened to his album?
No.
What made you bring him up?
He was on our rundown.
Oh.
Well, it was just announced that he's going to be a part of Monday Night Football's coverage on ESPN this season.
For $65 million, you got to work. So they're going to run him into ground, Eve.
But you're a guy.
He played in the leagues, Donnie.
I know. Yeah. He's a punter.
Yeah.
No, but here's my thing. Like, you're an announcing guy. Like, McAfee's on Monday night. Are you like, that's cool? Because you're the guy who, if you like a guy on a Monday night, you'll be like, Steiny, I'm excited for this guy. Where does he fit?
What if I told you Monday Night Countdown, even with the great Ryan Clark, had ran its course for me? So it was just about Troy, and it was about Buck. So I'm not outgrowing it. I'm just not there. I'm doing something, preparing food or what have you, and I'm there for kickoff. I've kind of missed an hour or two coverage before on Monday Night Football, if that makes any sense. So I miss Van Pelt Scott. So I'm out.
So in other words, basically what you're saying is you're big on pre- and post-game shows. Just that one falls under the radar.
Yeah.
Okay, so him being there is not going to make you change your routine.
Oh, no. But okay.
So he's not that good.
Yeah, he ain't bringing me in, but it is a flex for him to be on there because he's basically replacing Ryan Clark, who I thought was exceptional when he was breaking down football, man.
How does he dress for shows?
Well, for his show, he'll have the wife beater and
sleeveless.
I'm trying to stay for the next 10. But, Steiny, it doesn't look like he has to check anyone. He does what he wants. Mm. Freedom.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Sometimes guys
ain't got it like that.
Oh, really?
The Steiny style.
Really? I wasn't born with it.
Well, he don't got a Willard problem. You got a Willard problem and a Dibs problem. He don't have that. Huh? But I do like his show.
I don't have any problems.
Well.
None. Sitting pretty.
What else is on your mind?
Looking forward to golfing today.
Where at?
Same place I always go.
Yeah. Alameda.
Yeah.
Carrico.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Yeah, you are.
Now, when will you take Evan and I?
Probably never.
That is
weird. I'll meet Evan out there.
No, that's weird, though.
Well, there's also an assumption we want to go.
Yeah.
No, but Evan,
good.
Like, you've never golfed with Shasky.
We're working on it.
But it's been 9 years.
All right, so.
I don't get it.
No, Shasky hasn't been here 9 years.
But about that, enough.
Now,
like, you don't take guys under your wing.
That's right. You're right about that.
I nailed it. The dude glowed when I told
you. Know,
you lit up.
Can I be honest with you? This is going to be tough for me to say, but I have been thinking about it as it relates to you and golf.
Yeah. Oh, I got something for you.
I'm never going to golf with you unless it's a company function. I'm sorry, buddy.
And that's fine.
I'm sorry, yeah. But
no, that's fine.
Yeah. I love you.
I don't know if I'd like your other friends. Like, I've been thinking about
that.
No,
you would. You like them. They don't like me. They like you more than me.
What about this? You got me thinking. Right. While you were gone, you hate LeBron. I don't know why you hate LeBron golfing. He's got his own golfing, golf YouTube channel.
He is a
I text
Evan
on the side like, this is going to... Why you hate on him?
I don't hate on LeBron, but his thing with golf is so corn, and it's so...
What?
Contrived, and it's so... obnoxious, and it's so like horning in. It's just
he's picking
dude,
up the sport.
Take a play off. Like, you don't golf, you're getting into it. That's great.
He's got his own channel.
Get into golf, and when you have a legitimate swing, start talking about it.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's like you just don't get the I'm gonna be a golf influencer.
Well,
you're not.
When you're the king,
his swing stinks.
No, it's bad.
It's
swinging. Bronny's is beautiful, but Stani, you can't hate on a guy coming to the sport.
Yes, I can.
Well, you can hate it, doesn't stop it.
It's fine. The guy has to horn in like, seriously, he's a guy who's like, over the course of this calculated dude, over the course of his 20-year career, has seen golf explode in the NBA. He wasn't a part of it.
All right.
Because probably 10 years ago, he was like, I'm too serious about the game, and these guys don't care, and I'm above it. And now he's like, oh my God, everybody, look at Steph Curry. He gets a lot of attention from golf.
You think
look at Austin Reeves. He gets a lot of attention from golf. Look at J.R. Smith. Look at all these guys. They're good at golf. I've got to horn in on golf. I'm not a part of it. But now I have to horn in on it because I feel like I'm being left out. You are, because you stink. He is so...
But is it a bad thing?
Yes.
Even though he stinks, is he a bad... Because he's using his stardom.
To do what? Bring attention to himself about a sport he's never played? Because
now
he wants to be...
No, share his golf journey.
Listen, he just realized in his mind, golf is the in crowd, and now he's got to get there.
Huh?
But you're not in there, LeBron.
But he got
you know
his
why?
Channel.
Because you stink. Because your swing stinks.
I wonder how many
stinks.
Subscribers now. I'm about to check.
Stani, unbelievable. He's I don't care how many subscribers. There may be a little group of NBA guys who are in a group that I'm not a part of, so I've got to make sure that I get into their group, even though I don't belong.
Well, his career's winding
so
down,
sad.
Too, Stani, so
it's
he's trying
sad.
To pick up other hobbies.
It's pathetic.
I'm not in this one.
Well, Valkyries are back. Real basketball team. Real basketball players. You don't see them posting pictures of Nakasi golfing. The hell? Anyway, Valkyries are back tonight. And you know it. They clinched the playoff spot on Monday. They take on the Lynx. Had a little trouble with the Lynx, but tonight they tip off at 7. You can listen to it right here on 95.7 The Game and on the free Odyssey app. Just search Valkyries for all the action. That segment also sponsored by Safeway.